is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about the Oregon National Guard, other branches of the military as well, ahead of a special event happening later today. First of all, Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall, Oregon National Guard Marketing Director. Thanks for being in here.
Hi, thank you for having us today.
And Corporal Michael Leslie as well, the local recruiter for the Roseburg area. I think your first time on the radio, right?
This will be the second. We were actually on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's true. You were down the hall on Monday. So, Nick, first of all, talk about this event tonight at the National Guard Armory.
Okay, well, we're excited to host a representative from each branch of the military. And this is something we've never done before in our armory, but we've done this in like our high schools before. And so, in short, we're going to have the recruiters from each branch of the military come, and they're going to be able to present and really explain about what makes their service unique, what makes their benefits important for people to find value in, and really, you know, introduce themselves and people give an opportunity for people to ask some questions about service in the military.
Now, is this event timed partially because you're looking towards kids getting out of high school or young adults getting out of college, things like that, in the next couple months?
Yeah, that is a season, and we definitely want to get a hold of people that are interested, that are in those, you know, markets of people. We base that around basic training ship dates. So all the branches of the military, we send people to a basic training. And so we call it the summer surge. So we want to target, you know, juniors and seniors now so that they can get to basic training this summer and be back in time for fall term of college.
Now, you mentioned juniors. So you're talking about, are we talking college juniors or high school?
High school juniors, actually. We are one of the... Us in the Army, technically, are the only ones that can take a high school junior, and we call it our split training option, where they can attend 9 weeks of basic training, come back and finish their senior year, and then they go back for their advanced training with the job that they've signed up for.
So basically spend a good chunk of their summer in basic and then have the time to finish.
Correct. Yes.
Interesting. Is that something new, or is that going on?
It's been around for a long time, yeah.
But the only two branches that do it.
Yeah, the Army Reserve and the National Guard.
So you mentioned recruiters from each branch attending. This is almost like people trying to sell a bunch of different kinds of cars at an event. I mean, is this going to be a little competitive, or how does this going to work?
Yeah, we want to provide a really comfortable environment for everybody. You know, kind of look at it as like an employment fair in a sense, and you know, no pressure. People feel comfortable going around. Also, it gives us an opportunity to bring out some of our equipment, our vehicles, our weapons and stuff that we have here in Roseburg that we probably couldn't take to other places. And so it gives them a little bit more hands-on experience to see really what we have to offer.
So what is unique about each branch of the service? What are some of the differences?
Okay. Well, I probably should leave that up to a lot of the branches that are speaking, but what makes us very different is we are generally a part-time service organization. So we're considered a reserve component of the Army, and as National Guard soldiers, we train at a minimum of 1 week in a month and 2 weeks in the summer. And we're here to respond as the Army's first military responders. So if the governor of Oregon declares a state emergency, the National Guard can be activated to help with fires or, you know, if there's floods that happen, or if there's people that are stranded on Mount Hood, our aviation search and rescue could go and rescue them. And we also have a federal mission where we deploy and join this right alongside with our friends on the active duty side and support missions that are around the world.
So it's been a busy year for the Guard. I mean, there are a lot of things from the wildfires, some now even with the COVID-19 vaccination clinics, a lot going on.
Yeah, 2020 was the year of the National Guard is what we've been saying. And it's been busy. We're stretched thin in the sense of soldiers doing a lot of things, but it's something we're looking back on as a really proud moment for the National Guard that we were able to respond in the way that we did. So we did have fires, and as everybody knows, the fires in Oregon were bigger than normal. And so we had soldiers that were either on the ground fighting fires. We had traffic controls points where we could make sure people didn't go up roads that were dangerous. And we also had our aviation units with the Bambi buckets dropping the water on the fire. That also led us into with the pandemic, and we started delivering medical supplies all across our state and the tribal areas. We also have soldiers that are working inside the Oregon Employment Office and helping with unemployment benefits and things like that, make sure people are getting the resources that they need. You know, now we're administering the vaccine along with a lot of the local hospitals around Oregon. So I think in Salem alone, we had over 50,000 vaccines already administered. So that's something we're very, very proud of.
Obviously, some of these things can be planned out a bit. I mean, you have the vaccination clinics, and when the governor put that out, asked for the guard to help, there was a timeline there. But some things like the wildfire, you get very little turnaround time.
Yeah, when we get activated, we go. And it's quick. Within days, we're out, you know, supporting our community.
So let's talk to Michael Leslie, recruiter for the area. I guess, first of all, talk about your experience. And I'm curious at the front end, what led to you joining the National Guard?
So what actually led me to the Guard was my primary ambition was in life was to get into law enforcement in one way, agency, however it may be. And the recruiter basically came up to me and specified that through the National Guard, you can get the military training while still pursuing your civilian-style goals and ambitions and careers. And at the same time, you can operate under two different retirements at the same time, like working towards them. So that was kind of seller for me.
Now, are you from here originally, or did you come here for this role?
I grew up kind of moving around quite a bit. I was from Arizona for a while and then the Sacramento area and then moved up here around sixth grade.
And did you do, how old were you when you joined the Guard?
I joined at 17 under the split option program that Sergeant Marshall just spoke about.
Wow. How did that go for you?
Phenomenally, honestly. I went to basic training during my summer year, came back, graduated high school a little bit early, and started attending law enforcement ROP schools, and then went off to my job schooling that summer.
So how many years have you been in so far?
I've been in 9 years total.
Wow. Does it seem like it's flown by?
Absolutely.
The now working with what you're doing now, have you gone now you're as a recruiter, though you're full-time, you're not a part-time member of the Guard, right?
Yeah, the National Guard has several full-time opportunities, but it's more kind of traditional style where you have to apply for it, interview for it, and hopefully get the position.
So how long have you been the recruiter here?
I've been the recruiter in Douglas County since October.
So not well, and you picked quite a time to jump right in.
Oh yeah, it's been fun.
What about being a recruiter interested you, especially when you talked about being interested in law enforcement?
For me, it was just the ability to share my own experiences and hopefully pass on this opportunity to other people. Because myself personally, I didn't even know the National Guard existed before my recruiter approached me.
So was that just something that happened in high school?
Correct.
Wow. Now, where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school at South Medford High School.
Okay. We won't hold that against you. It's okay. now, most members of the Guard, as Sergeant Marshall mentioned, are citizen soldiers, and that is rather unique in terms of, you know, I think about people who have jobs and careers, and it sounds like they're all over the board in terms of what people do that are also in the Guard. How does all that work with, you know, suddenly, oh, sorry, boss, I'm going to be gone next weekend?
For us, honestly, there's a huge network of demographics within the Guard. Everybody's everywhere as far as jobs go. We have a lot of laws protecting us from kind of wrongful termination from employment. But from my experience personally, almost every single one of my employers has been extremely supportive and willing to cooperate with me. I just give them my schedule that they give us at the beginning of the year, and they accommodate it pretty well for me.
Now, for people in the Guard, run through that again. I think Sergeant Marshall mentioned it before, but in terms of how much time, you mentioned, is it a weekend, a month?
Yeah, it's a minimum of 1 week and a month and a two-week training period each summer. So it varies from unit to unit. Some units are actually transitioning more towards a quarterly report. That way you get a little bit longer period and better training, but you only have to report once every 3 to 4 months instead of once a month.
All right, going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. A look at the National Guard and the special military recruitment event happening today at the Roseburg National Guard Armory 4-6. Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall, Corporal Michael Leslie, back in a moment on Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Later today, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt. And Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall, Oregon National Guard Marketing Director. Corporal Michael Leslie, recruiter for the area. Sergeant Marshall, let's pull you back in here. And you said this is the first time you've done an event kind of like you're doing today.
Yeah, we've never had our biggest competition come and hang out with us, but we're proud to have them. So generally, we would do this outside, maybe in high schools or at community events. But we wanted to still do this, but we really haven't had another opportunity due to COVID. So what we created was a COVID safe environment and open up the door to our fellow recruiters from the other branches. And you know, having it at the armory, we can control it. We know it's safe. We have the tools that we need to hand out as far as masks and hand sanitizer and things like that. So we know that it's a safe environment because we're running the event.
And you've got a lot of space there as mm-hmm. well in the big room, so you can put people in a lot of different places and all that.
Yeah, I saw the booths today, and they're about 50 feet apart from each other. We got markings on the floor, so it'll be a safe environment, and that's important to us.
Well, and it's interesting as well because that's so different than what you would normally do. You would be crammed in together with the next booth and all of that and things like that. So everybody's got to rethink all of that sort of thing. For the military and what you do, I mean, the COVID-19 experience has really affected everybody at a lot of different levels. But what about the military?
So it has been a challenge. I would say that our leadership puts healthy constraints on us. So our soldiers have had to wear masks, of course, when they attend a drill weekend. For a while, we did virtual drills where we were still able to do training, but we did it over Microsoft Teams or something along those lines. We've adjusted our training schedules to where not everybody would show up at the same time. And so we've taken some major steps in order to keep people safe because that's always been our number one priority is the welfare of our soldiers. And so it has been challenging, but we've still been able to continue on our mission. I mean, this is what the National Guard does is we respond during tough times. And so we have competent people that make solid decisions so that we can still continue our mission even under tough times like COVID.
Well, I'm sure it's got to be rather taxing. It was suggested to me one of my other interviews a few months back that because of how military missions work sometimes, that some folks in the military might not necessarily always have to go to that other location or, you know, maybe another country or whatever, mm-hmm. depending on what their role in the specific mission is. For instance, if they are overseeing a lot of people and directing things, you know, they could essentially be in an office in Roseburg and nobody know the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, I work remotely a lot just in my job alone. Some environments are safer. If you think of like a basic training site where there's not a lot of contact with people from the outside, it's a little bit easier to handle something like that. But on a drill weekend where all of our soldiers live in our community and they're around everybody, we took some extra precautions to make sure everybody was safe.
And you've got on those drill weekends now for folks that are, you know, doing one of those. They may not all be from around Roseburg.
They come from all over the state. Yeah.
So there's even more reason to bring in the precautions mm-hmm. and stuff. And I'm sure it's been a different time for the Guard. Corporal Leslie, what are some of the benefits of being in the National Guard for folks that are maybe considering other opportunities or maybe no kids or grandkids or others that are looking at their future?
So one of the biggest ones for us exclusively as like Oregon National Guard is that we actually offer 100% tuition for any Oregon college. So if your plans are to go to college and you want to actually keep that as your primary port for life, the National Guard's going to be where it's at because you're only reporting to us once a month and we're paying for your entire college.
Now, what kind of time commitment to get that, how long do you have to be in the Guard?
So our minimum contract length is 3 years, but generally speaking, most people opt to do the 6-year contract because it actually makes them applicable for bonuses as well as better education benefits.
And so they might opt to stay in after that, or they might move to something else.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of both ways.
Now, when you say college, is that would be the Oregon public schools, or does that include some of the private schools?
It does include some of the private schools as well. And we also have like credentialing assistance that gives you $4,000 a year just for any kind of credentialing you'd like to pursue as well.
And for people who have gone through the experience of figuring out how to pay for college, either themselves or for their kids, that probably is a bit of an enticement.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, because tuition has just gotten more and more expensive. And for folks that are, you know, clearly in the middle class or a little under income-wise, it's been a struggle.
Yeah, and outside of that, we also have additional benefits depending on where you score with the ASVAB and stuff like that, where we're just going to give you spending money each month to continue going to college.
What are some of the jobs, if you will, that somebody could do in the Guard?
Basically, the easiest way to put it out to people that don't know too much about the military is any kind of job or occupation that would be required to build and maintain a new society is going to be a job opportunity within the Guard, as well as our typical combat arms.
So, because I think most people tend to think of military, you know, situations where you're out there with tanks and all of that, plowing through different countries or doing different things. So what are some of the other things people could be doing? I mean, medical obviously is there, but what are some of the others?
I mean, we have trade MOSs from like welding to carpentry, plumbing. The prior recruiter that actually just left us is going to be a general technician for generators. So name it, we got it.
Yeah. Nick?
Yeah. One thing that's important about finding a job in the National Guard is location where you want to work. You know, so if, say somebody is interested in the combat arms and they want to, you know, drive one of our tanks, a lot of our tanker units is over in Eastern Oregon. So that is something we take into consideration when we're helping people find a job is, are you willing to drive to Eastern Oregon for that career? So as far as a lot of the jobs, we have much of what you would think in any other civilian business. We have a lot of jobs in the IT field, you know, people that run our computer systems or communications, have careers in the medical field. So starting off, we have basic EMT all the way up to nurses and doctors and PAs. We also have, like he said, the engineers. And so we have horizontal engineers that make bumpy ground smooth. And we have vertical engineers that build things from the ground up. So one thing that here in Rosewood we offer is an infantry unit, and both of us come from the infantry, and that's definitely a job that I was proud to be a part of. So in Southern Oregon, we have infantry. We have a lot of logistical jobs as far as like truck driving and supply. Really the key is we try and think of where they're going to live, where they're going to go to college. Are they willing to drive to those locations that have those jobs, and are they qualified for it? And what do they feel comfortable doing? Is it going to help them achieve success in their life and maybe even their civilian career?
Now, we've had Sergeant Marshall on a number of times over the years. I mean, you've been in many different countries on deployments.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun in the National Guard. When I joined when I was 17, I was a high school senior at Roseburg High. I joined to go to college, but I also really wanted to serve in the military, and I felt that the National Guard fit best for me. So shortly after I joined was September 11th, and, you know, the National Guard, I wasn't say too much different, but like I never really came in thinking that I was going to do something like a deployment. But very quickly, we were the second National Guard unit in the nation to deploy in support of the war on terror. And so we went to Egypt for 6 months. It was the best thing I've ever experienced because it was kind of like a pretty simple job that was important, but yet we also got to go see the things like the pyramids and things like that. So I enjoyed my time. Later on, I became a recruiter and I worked full time for the Guard. But in 2009, I volunteered to go to Iraq, and I served overseas for a year in Iraq. And that's something I look back on and I hold a lot of pride for. You know, and recently now I get to do this marketing position, and that is nice for me because I was able to achieve my degree in marketing.
So we're just about out of time. Remind people what time, where, and things for today.
So tonight at 4 o'clock, 1600 for you Army people, and it's at the Roseburg Armory. It's going to last for 2 hours, and you can find us by just Googling Army National Guard near me, and you'll find the address of the armory by Lowe's Building Supply.
All right, Sergeant First Class Nick Marshall, Corporal Michael Leslie from the Oregon National Guard, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.